said, there's going to be a Holy Ghost explosion. Join me tonight on the church by phone prayer line, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, 5:30 Pacific, 318-754-0001. And don't forget to press *5 on your telephone keypad to put your hand up for prayer.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor James Broadbent. The church is located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. To correspond with Pastor Broadnax, write to P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. Or call 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. And be sure to join us next time for another faith-filled word with Pastor Broadnax on the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Thank you for joining us today for Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road, here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Now let's go to the Word.
Good afternoon. We will bless the Lord at all times, and His praise shall continually be in our mouth. Amen. Thank you for tuning in today. And the scripture is coming from Revelation chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. Revelation chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. Beginning with verse 8. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things said the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. Verse 9, I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Verse 10 says, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye should have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Verse 11, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. The topic, the first and the last. Let me say that again. The first and the last. Jesus Christ, in his letters to the Smyrna and to the churches all over the world, giving them encouraging words that says, pain is part of life, but it is never easy to suffer, no matter what the cause. But Jesus also commended the church at Smyrna for its faith in suffering. Then he encouraged the believers that they didn't need to fear the future if they remained faithful to him. If you are experiencing something today, difficulties, or whatever it may be, don't let them turn you away from God. Instead, let them draw you towards greater faithfulness. Trust God and remember your heavenly reward. Here, this second letter in verse 8 was addressed to Smyrna. Smyrna was a large and wealthy city. The name Smyrna means mirth or bitterness. The believers in Smyrna believed was the shortest of all the letters that Christ had wrote to the churches. Christ described himself to the believers as the first and the last, who was dead and is alive. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 17 and 18, it says, in verse 17, John said, when I saw Jesus, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. Hallelujah. Verse 18, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I also have the keys of hell and of death. Now here Jesus Christ is the first and the last. It is but a little time that we are allowed on this earth. But our Redeemer, he is the first and the last. He is the beginning and the end. Christ is also the first, for by him all things were made. Not some things, but all things was made. Christ was even before things with God and God himself. Amen. Christ being the last, for all things are made for him and will be the judge of all things. Hallelujah. Christ was also the first, for by him the foundation of the church was laid. Christ is the last, for by him the top stone will be brought forth and laid at the end of time. Christ was also dead and is alive. He was dead and died for our sins. He is alive, for he rose again for our justification. Amen. And he also ever lives to make intercession on our behalf. Christ was dead and by dying purchased salvation for all of us. He is alive and by his life applies this salvation to us. And if we were enemies, we were reconciled by his death. And being reconciled, we should be saved by his life. Amen. Christ's death we commemorate every sacrament day. Christ's resurrection and life every Sabbath day. So now the Christians of the church were experiencing the bitterness of suffering. Their faithful testimony was like myrrh, a sweet perfume of God. Amen. Now here Christ in verse 9 took notice. And he not only took notice, but he commended the believers for their willing endurance, and also of their affliction and their poverty, which refers to tribulation. John in Revelation chapter 1, verse 9, introduced himself as a brother and a companion to all believers in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ. Now, John here links tribulation, perseverance, which is faith, and to the kingdom with patience, whereas Paul links tribulations in Acts chapter 14, verse 22, saying, when he commanded the saints to continue in the faith, saying, we must through many tribulations, not some, but many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God. And those who will be faithful to Christ must expect to go through many tribulations. Amen. But Jesus Christ take particular notice of all their troubles. Not only their troubles, but also in all of their affliction, he himself is afflicted. And he will not maybe, but he will repent tribulation. To those who are trouble, I like that. Because, you know, some of us have been through some trouble in our lives. But God said he see them. And he's going to recompense those trouble that was afflicted on you. Amen? And not only recompense those things, but he said those that are troubled, hallelujah, that we can rest in him. It's nothing better than resting in Christ. Because when you rest in Christ, you got the peace of Christ that surpasses all. All understanding. Amen. Christ knows the wickedness and the falsehood of the believer's enemies. That's why Jesus pointed out that these tribulations was caused by the slander of those who say that they are Jews, first of all, and they are not. That is, those who pretend to be under the covenant, but really they are a synagogue of Satan. Let me say that again. Instead of those that say they are underneath the covenant, they are the synagogue of Satan. Just as Christ have a church in the world, the spiritual Israel of God, so the devil has his synagogue also. Satan means the Jews were serving Satan's purpose. In other words, not God's purpose. Amen. Those assemblies were set up in opposition to the truth of the gospel, which promote and propagate error. Also, they were set up in opposition to the purity and spirituality of gospel worship. And also, these assemblies promote and propagate vain inventions of men's and rituals and ceremonies, which never entered into the thought of God. Amen. Those, all of those, are called synagogue of Satan. Satan himself presides over them, works in them, and his interests are being served by them. And he received, not God, but Satan himself receives the honor from them. In other words, Satan enjoying seeing them going through the motion of going through their different activities. And God is sitting back displeased at what they are doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And not only that, they were going through these ceremonies. The Jews was even slandering the Christians in the church in a meeting in the synagogue doing that. We can recall some of that going on before 2020. People come to church, but they talking about one another in the church. That's why God said, look, I'm sick and tired of all of this going on. I'm going to put a stop to this. And so in 2020, God put a stop to all of this, because then we wasn't even allowed to go in the church with our own mess. Amen? And just as the Jews who claim to be God's people, they proved their action by the way they was acting in the synagogue, that they was not even worthy to be called on the name of Jesus. Amen. And so today, those who claim to be God's people can prove by their actions to be believers or the church of Satan. The believers that was very poor, and perhaps they had lost a lot of their property due to the slander of the Jews. But the Lord commended them by saying they are rich, regardless of what they have lost or what they thought they lost. They are rich because in the things of the Spirit, you are rich because you are lacking nothing. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10 says, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. As poor, yet making many rich. As having nothing, and yet possessing all things. Possessing all things, whether it is healing, whether it's peace, contentment, or just clothes in your right mind. That's experiencing those heavenly things, not down here on this earth. But if you just hold on to those spiritual things, God said he will give you the desire of our hearts. Hallelujah. So in fact, their suffering for Christ only increase in their riches. Amen. And Jesus never said that by being faithful to him, we will avoid troubles, sorrows, and persecution. Rather, we must be faithful to him in our suffering. Only then will our faith prove itself genuine. By not questioning God, why me? But the question should be, why not me, Lord?